How's everybody doing today? I've got Dallas coming up this week, another tough preseason opponent. Got another evaluation of some of these guys. We're still working a roster, working guys in different positions, and just going to have another good evaluation hopefully this week. Question.
How did you feel about the
The biggest thing right now we're still battling is just consistency, and the more experience they get, we think the better that they'll get. These game situations are good for them, and we try to put them in all those situations here at practice, but actually getting in the game and going through the situations are the biggest thing. So, you know, a lot of them, it's the first time going through some of those situations and having to make decisions and how they're going to react to things. So from that aspect of it, we still got a ways to go.
So far through these three preseason games, and have you seen any progress?
Yeah, I think he's gotten better from week to week. I think, you know, the first week to the second week, I thought he got better at some things we asked him to get better at, and, you know, the next week, the third game, we thought he got better, and, you know, hopefully this week we'll see some improvement with the things we worked on this week in practice.
Your experience with rookie corners, is it better for them to play through those experiences and growing pains in games, or is some guys better to sit?
Well, there's no substitute for experience, you know, getting out there and having to do it under the lights and against good competition from week in, week out. So there's no substitute for that. I mean, doing it out here at practice is one thing, but transferring it to the game is another. So from that aspect of it, we just look for him to make the most of the opportunities we're able to get him at this point in time.
Do you think he could be ready to start week one?
Well, that's what we're aiming for. That's what we're all working for. But we'll, you know, we're just going to take it from week to week. We still got two more games to go and just keep evaluating it through the process.
Veteran presence to the secondary, two guys.
No doubt about it. I mean, like I said before, he's a true professional. He's going to come in, and every day he's going to work and be able to transfer it from the meeting room to the field. He's got good experience in the techniques and things that we're asking to do in the secondary, and does a good job, you know, helping the young guys along. So he's been a true pro.
How do those rookies and young guys, like, respond to Terrence Newman and those other guys' leadership?
I think they see it as a their body of work as an example of what it is that they need to be successful in this league. So it's not about just talking to them. It's about coming out here every day and going out and executing calls and being able to execute the game plan and what we got, you know, going from week to week. So leading by example is a huge plus for us.
Getting on a couple players about holding today in practice. How do you find the balance between being aggressive but also staying disciplined?
Well, I mean, the rules are the rules, and we know how they're going to call it, so that's how we try to teach it, you know, from that aspect of it. And we just don't want to get into a game and end up with a bunch of penalties, you know, because we're not teaching the right technique. And you can't be lazy out there, and you know you're on an island every play. So from that aspect of it, we try to, you know, just get the importance of what they're looking to call and how we're playing a technique and make sure that they're not grabbing.
Things you can learn about the defense maybe by going against a quarterback this week for a few more plays with more experience?
There's no doubt. I mean, more experienced quarterbacks are going to look off, you know, the timing of plays, the timing of routes. They're going to have better timing, those type of deals. But, you know, from that aspect of it, for us, it's more concentrating on what it is that we got to go out and get done each week.
George, you talked about Josh Thomas's feistiness last week. You got in a little scrape yesterday in practice. Is that his feistiness on display, or was that maybe a little bit overly feisty?
I mean, the situation came up. I don't think it was that big of a deal. I mean, I think they just got into a pushing and shoving deal. And, you know, the one thing he does do, he comes out and he competes every day and he competes every play. So from that aspect, that we like that about.
With a
Yeah, again, you know, like he's done a good job thus far, you know, through the offseason and training camp. So we want to look at it this week. I mean, he brings a certain skill level to, you know, to us defensively. He plays aggressive and he's been where he needs to be. So we're going to look at him this week at the mic, and he's been practicing there the last couple of weeks, you know, on and off. So we're going to give him a shot this week to go out there and compete. Is that it? All right, thanks.